Episode 1026, Hit Like a Girl.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you're ready to get your health on and rank it up because we're going to hit like a girl. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, like I said, it's time to rank up and hit like a girl. You've got 61 days left in 2017. Have you checked the calendar? You need to check it. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh, that means Christmas is less than 2 months away. Okay, stop freaking out. Take a deep breath, because I know for me, I'm about ready to freak. We've got so much going on, and I'm sure you do too. But if you don't take care of you, you're not going to be doing anything else in the new year. Imagine if you were to take these next 61 days and make a commitment to your health, how it could shift your new year's kickoff. Create your now and hit like a girl. Now, a little history on HIT and why you should do it. We've got two episodes that I have done previously. Episode 053, yes, episode 53. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Your Heart Fitness, an excellent episode. We talk about cardio and the difference of HIIT and even a little bit of Tabata training. So a great episode to go back and listen to. And also, episode number 529 is HIIT for me. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the answer to that question is yes, with the exception that if you have some issues regarding your knees, maybe your hips, always consult your physician or medical provider before starting any fitness or nutrition program. All right? Okay, so now with that all out of the way, we've got to talk about first. So with more time comes more research. I stumbled upon a study that was recently shared in Cell Metabolism, found that high-intensity interval training cause cells to make more proteins for their energy-producing mitochondria and their protein-building ribosomes, effectively calling a halt to aging at the cellular level. Sound the alarms. Did you hear that? Calling for a halt to aging at the cellular level, not just the stuff in the creams and all that stuff that we put on our face and we try to put it on our thighs with the cellulite. Yeah, that's for another episode. We're talking about at the cellular level. That's huge. Now, there were two age groups that were studied, 18 to 30, which I don't fall into anymore. My perfect age is in that group, but no longer am I in that group. And then 65 to 80. And you're probably like, well, I'm not in that group either. Me either. But this is what is so critical and awesome about it. The focus was to look at how HIIT, resistance training, which is RT, resistance training, and combined exercise training had on cells. Okay, that was the whole focus there. What they found is that the younger group, ages 18 to 30, saw a 49% increase in mitochondrial capacity. Yet, hold on, the good news is coming. The older group, age 65 to 80, saw a dramatic increase of 69%. Okay, come on, that is off the charts. You don't have a day cream or an eye cream or a night cream that's going to give you that kind of increase at the cellular level. So what does that tell you? That HIIT is for you. It is. Now, Dr. Robert Schuller, I love him. He's a pastor, and I don't think he would ever think that his quote would be used in this manner, but I'm going to use it right here. Tough times never last, but tough people do. You sometimes have to put in the work in order to get out what you want from it. You want to extend your life. You want to have a quality of life. You want to have better health and wellness. You want that well-being to be off the charts. You want to rank up your life. You want to increase and become a high performer for 2018. You got to start now. And that means you got to put in the tough work. HIIT is not easy, but it is for you. Now, does that mean we do it the same? No. If you're younger, you're probably going to be able to HIIT a lot harder. Remember, HIIT stands for high intensity interval training. That means short burst, hard impact, going at it, gonna land it, and then you rest, recoup, and then you go at it again, and then you rest and recoup, then you go at it again. So it's important to understand that if you really want to rank it up and you want to kick off your New Year's to like total extreme measures and you want to knock it out of the park and you want home runs galore, I mean, come on, the World Series is being played, right? We want home runs for our life. It's time to impact with HIT. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Impact with HIT, your high intensity interval training. Now, what I want you to do is break it down this way. I want you, number one, to add HIIT to your routine 2 to 3 times per week. If you are just beginning, though, I want you to think 1 to 2 times. That's a perfect for a beginner. If you're advanced and you're like, oh, I work out 5 days a week, and then sometimes I do, you know, my functional training on like a Saturday or Sunday. You know what? If you're advanced, then work it up and into your system for 3 to 4 times per week. Now, understand this. More is not better. And it's also not good to pronounce it that way in the English language. I know, kind of funny. But we're all high on our sugar, right? We're coming off of Halloween. So what better day than to talk about our health and wellness and understand that you got to start slow, slow, slow. Why? Because you think, oh, well, I can do more is better, right? Oh, no, it's not. Your body is going to need time to heal and repair itself. You're tearing apart your muscles. You tear them down. You break them down. And in order to be broken down and to be lengthened and strengthened, guess what you have to do? You have to rest. You have to rest. So make sure you're not trying to do these HIIT trainings every single day in a row. You got to give time for your body to rest, okay? So add HIIT to your routine 2 to 3 times is your average. If you're a beginner, 1 to 2. If you're advanced, 3 to 4 times per week. Start slow is number 2. And number 3, increase over time. If you're just beginning, you may do this for a couple months at 1 to 2 times a week. But as you get stronger, you'll know. And you'll be like, oh, I can do this one more time. I so can. Let's do it. And you add in another time. Also understand that HIIT training can also be on those days that you're not doing your resistance training, where you're lifting weights and things like that. Now, you can do like a Tabata at the end to like burn your muscles out and to really stretch them out. But you can do, instead of a steady state cardio, do a HIIT training. You don't have to do it long. We're talking like 8 minutes. Do you have 8 minutes in your life to change your life? I bet you do. You can find that time in your calendar somewhere, guaranteed. Because I'm looking at my calendar too, and I'm going to be right there with you. It is time to rank it up and HIIT like a girl. So find those 8 minutes. Now, you can lengthen it. You can go from anywhere to up to 30 minutes doing HIIT training. But the idea is that you are really working your body to its extreme. You're pushing the limit. And that's what we want to do. High performers, impactors, come on. You push the limit. So I want to give you kind of a brief overview of what you can do for a HIIT training. Now, this is going to be written up in the show notes. So if you're like, well, I can't follow all of this, you're just talking about it. Yes, I'm going to talk about it so you get it, you understand it, and then you can look at the notes and add it into your routine. So what happens is with a HIIT training, you want to do a quick warm-up. Now, if you're already warmed up, then you don't have to worry about that. You can nixnay that. But you want to do like 2 to 3 minutes. Think about it like a slight jog. For like a minute, do a curtsy lunge, which is just basically taking your leg to the back off to the side and then do the other side. And you can swing your arms, okay, naturally. A curtsy lunge is what I like to call it. Another slight jog and then jumping jacks. If you do that a minute each, and if you have to, catch your breath, and you're not going hard out, it's a warm-up, okay? Get your body what? And your joints, lubricated. Yes, that's what we want to do. We want to wake up our body. Then you go into your HIIT. Now, your HIIT is going to be, right now, what I'm suggesting to you is 4 different exercises, all of which we've talked about in previous episodes. Burpees. Yes, go burpees, okay? We like burpees. If you want, I would love for you, after you come up, to do the little hop at the end. That will increase that whole cardio, okay? So I want you to give that hop up, reach your arms up, and then you come back down to your push-up position and then jump back up. So your burpees, next is high knees, followed by mountain climbers. And there's lots of different versions you can do for mountain climbers. If you're really advanced, then get your leg up and kind of do what some people call them, the Spider-Man, but when you're out into a plank and you're mountain climbing and you bring your leg up inside or to the outside of your arm, okay? And then you take it back down and you're doing it faster. The stronger your core, the faster you can go. If you don't have a strong core, remember, the idea is not speed. It's going as hard as you can at the level that you are. I want to stress that over and over and over again. So burpees, high knees, mountain climbers, and then squat jumps. Yes, squat, and then you jump up, and then squat, and you jump up. And your squats, remember, don't let your knees go over your toes. Make sure you sit back as if you're sitting on a fence. And you want that butt, yeah, yes, yes, so we have those little bottoms. We want the butt to be over that fence line coming down. I'm actually trying to do this while I'm recording with you. I look really strange right now. All right, so those are your four main. And then you're going to have a cool down, which means just some breathing and then go into your some stretching. Okay, and your cool down, really, it's important to understand that you want to drop your heart rate. If you're wearing a heart rate monitor like a Fitbit or, you know, whatever exercise tracker that you have, watch your heart rate. You know you're going to be getting into shape when you can recover faster. So let's say you get your heart rate up to 135 beats per minute. And then when you're done exercising, going full out and you're in the cool down, you all of a sudden drop it by 20 beats per minute within the first minute to 2 minutes. That's awesome. But if it's taking you 5 to 7, 8 minutes to get down 20 beats per minute, you can tell your endurance level is just not quite there. So you can watch your actual heart rate and see where you are in your endurance training. Okay, as the puppy dog is beginning to whine behind me, let's wrap this up. You've got your HIIT, and your HIIT is going to be your burpee. You're going to do 20 seconds on. You're going to rest for 10 seconds. Then you're going to do your burpees again, 20 seconds on, rest for 10 seconds. You do this whole circuit there of that one 4 times. Then you're going to move to high knees. High knees for 20 seconds and then calm for 10 seconds, okay? You can just kind of walk in place. You don't want to come to a complete stop, but just you're breathing. You're resting the muscles that you were in. So if you're on the floor, for example, like your mountain climbers that you're going to do next after you do your high knees 4 times, you're in mountain climbers, maybe you actually sit on your knees for 10 seconds and you get back in position. Mountain climbers, 20 seconds, off, rest 10 seconds. Mountain climbers, 20 seconds, off 10 seconds, okay? You do that 4 times. Then go to squat jumps, same thing. Squat jumps for 20 seconds, rest 20 seconds. Or 10 seconds, not 20 seconds. You don't get double 20, no. So it's 20 seconds on for squat jumps, 10 seconds rest. 20 seconds on squat jumps, 10 seconds rest. And you do that 4 times, then you cool down. If you do that, your burpees, high knees, mountain climbers, and squat jumps will all equal what? You'll have 4 minutes there with your warm-up and your cool down. So you're looking at only no more. Honestly, oh, you're not 8 minutes there. I cannot add today. Too much sugar, I tell you. You're looking at a 10 to 12 minute HIIT training. Very simple. Depending upon how much you include on your warm-up and your cool-down along with your stretch, you really want to stretch. Woo! Maybe you want some help with this because you're so exhausted. I'm already exhausted. But you know what? This is going to be a game changer in your fitness. And if you haven't tried it and you've listened to these other episodes and you're like, yeah, I've been meaning to try that. Well, why not commit to it for these next 2 months, November, December? Hey, I'm committing to you right now. And if you want some help, you need to kind of figure out maybe what works with your schedule, how to work it in, click on the link, take aim. It's my free gift to you. It's a coaching call. When you click on that link, you're going to have a little form that pops up. That will begin our conversation. Let's get you going to where you want to go on your journey. Let's get your wellness up, rank up. It's time to hit like a girl. Now, I also want to remind you to subscribe to a few areas if you haven't heard about this. Number one, our YouTube channel. Yes, it is out there right now. Currently, though, fair warning, is it's only the audio, but that is going to change very soon. You see how we had this little HIIT training here? Guess what? Eventually, that HIIT training is going to be on YouTube so you can do it with me. Okay, maybe you want to close your eyes, but you'll hear my voice. I'm kidding. We can have a lot of fun together. So you'll want to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Now, all the links are in the show notes that I'm talking about now. Also, Women of Impact. That is our Facebook group. It's a very small, intimate group. If you're like, I want to get involved with people who are listening around the world. How can I connect directly with you? We have a Facebook group. It's free. Yes, don't we all love free? Women of Impact. So you can find it at facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. And then, of course, you're already here, so you've subscribed to our podcast. If you haven't left a review, or maybe you want to subscribe to Archive 1, 2, or 3, you can do that too. And also, don't forget the Kisses newsletter. Some new things are happening with that newsletter, so you're going to want to be on board when those changes are implemented here over the next few weeks. It is exciting. I just can't tell you how awesome you are. And when you are ready to make a change in your life and you really want to change your wealth, that means you got to change your health. It starts with you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.